What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Salinas Steeple Theater with Old Crow Medicine Show, bringing their modern blend of folk, bluegrass, and Americana back to the Steeple in Salina, Thursday, May 14th. Tickets are at steepletheater.org.
It's 78 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 3:06, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 3:30. We will then get a quick overview of the big meeting between U.S. and Chinese leaders today. Then, at 3:44, professional golfer Gary Woodland is a Topeka native who won the U.S. Open golf tournament in 2019. But since that time, he has faced a number of serious mental and physical health challenges.
I put a lot of work in, and it's obviously been a struggle for me the last couple years.
Now he's getting ready for the PGA Championship this coming weekend. We will learn about Gary Woodland's road back to golf success coming up here on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated. Supporting, coordinating, and elevating Kansas trails as key assets for outdoor recreation, community health, tourism, and rural vitality. Details at kstrails.org.
Flash Gordon arrives to save the universe at KPR's Next Cinema, A Go-Go. Join us Friday night at Liberty Hall in Lawrence for a Flash Gordon double feature. First, a chapter from the 1936 serial with Buster Crabbe, followed by the 1980 big-budget epic starring Sam Jones with music by Queen. The fun starts at 7 o'clock Friday evening at Liberty Hall. Tickets available at the door. Mostly clear skies in the forecast tonight. A 20% chance of showers after midnight. Lows in the lower 50s. Slight chance of rain tomorrow morning. Then partly sunny with a high in the lower 80s. It's 3:20.
NPR News.
During the first Trump administration, the U.S. campaigned against Huawei, the Chinese technology company. Years later, it's still in business. What does that say about U.S. leverage over China? I'm Steve Inskeep. We're reporting from the Presidential Summit in Beijing on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Get caught up on all the latest national, international, and regional news with Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay with us. We are less than a minute away from our next update of news headlines. 20% chance of showers late tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Slight chance of rain tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence. It's 3:30.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Stocks traded mixed today on Wall Street. The Dow was down 67 points at the close. The Nasdaq Composite up 314. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has laid out some exceptions to a law that requires transgender people to use public bathrooms that align with their biological sex at birth. KPR Statehouse reporter Zach Boblett has more.
Kobach's opinion notes that some living spaces are exempt from the state's transgender bathroom law. Veterans' nursing home rooms and state park cabins are not covered, so people of different sexes can continue sharing them as before. Dorm-style prison housing with shared bathrooms outside the rooms is also not covered by the law. Prison cells with toilets and sinks inside are covered, so inmates of different biological sexes cannot share those cells. However, prison staff of the opposite sex may still enter cells for work, safety, medical, or emergency reasons. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
All four members of the U.S. House delegation from Kansas support a new plan that aims to decrease fuel prices while increasing crop prices. The plan would remove the EPA's ban on selling E15 fuel during the summer months. In theory, this would cut gas costs and boost crop prices. Currently, states must be granted a waiver to sell E15 fuel in the summertime. The EPA's rule is in place because the biofuel's higher volatility, mixed with hotter summer temperatures, can increase the likelihood of smog. First District Representative Tracy Mann says the plan is good for Kansas.
Year-round E15 is a win for those farmers, a win for consumers, and a win for American energy.
Fuel prices have increased by more than $1 a gallon in Kansas since the war in Iran began. The Kansas Corporation Commission told Evergy this week that a proposed 133-mile transmission line can move ahead through Sedgwick and Sumner counties, but not along a path through the Flint Hills. KCC Assistant General Counsel Tristan Kimbrell delivered that news.
The commission takes seriously any activity that has the potential to permanently and adversely affect the Flint Hills or other unique ecological regions of the state.
Evergy applied for a siting permit from the commission in November, and it planned to build a transmission line from Garden Plain to the northeastern corner of Oklahoma to help with regional grid reliability, especially during winter weather. The route would have passed through 35 miles of the Flint Hills eco-region. Evergy has been ordered to find a new route for the section east of Highway 77 to avoid any permanent damage to that tallgrass ecosystem. They'll have until mid-June to submit a revised schedule. The project is expected to come online by 2029. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight with a slight chance of showers after midnight, lows overnight in the lower 50s, partly sunny tomorrow with a slight chance of showers and storms in the morning, highs tomorrow afternoon in the lower 80s. It's 3:35.
They were very intelligent and able to respond and adapt.
Perhaps allowing them to alleviate a toothache in a way that feels painfully familiar. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Topeka native Gary Woodland won the 2019 U.S. Open Golf Championship, and he revealed last March that he was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, after his brain surgery in September of 2023. Since his revelation, Woodland's life has changed dramatically, and his professional golf career is back on the upswing. Greg Eklund has more from the PGA Championship in Pennsylvania.
42, Woodland is still chasing dreams. One is winning a PGA championship.
Winning a major championship is different, and that's what we're out here to do. Luckily, I'm coming in playing with a lot of confidence. The game's trending in the right direction, so we're excited for the week.
When Woodland looks back on his win at Houston, he says the gallery there reminded him of playing in front of his home fans in Topeka. If he's in contention at the PGA championship, there's a good chance that the gallery cheers will once again be for him. I'm Greg Eklund.
The PGA Championship begins tomorrow at Aronimink Golf Club near Philadelphia. You can hear this story again or share it with a friend when you visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at flinthillsdiscovery.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Many other frequencies available to you all around the state, and you will find them listed at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:01. At 4:06, we're going to talk more about the president's arrival in China. Then, at approximately 6:10, Learn more about these new congressional maps down in Memphis, Tennessee, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
78 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Manhattan, 78 in Atchison. It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock, and you're listening to KPR.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Progressive, with small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options, designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. From the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression. And from Procter & Gamble, maker of Rolaids, containing a dual-active formula with the goal of neutralizing acid in seconds for heartburn relief. Rolaids spells relief. Learn more at Rolaids.com. This is NPR.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting driven by curiosity, not an agenda. Get the facts every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 78 degrees in Topeka, 77 in Emporia. The time is 4 o'clock.
Though new packaging just has monochrome lettering, it's the latest impact of the closure of the Strait of Hormuz due to the war in the Middle East. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through philanthropic support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, you can turn to us, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Mostly clear skies tonight, a 20% chance of showers after midnight, lows in the lower 50s, highs tomorrow in the lower 80s. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence and it's 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:30. At 4:36, remembering NBA center Jason Collins, who has died of cancer. Then, at approximately 4:42-ish, Australia's grain farmers are dealing with a serious problem. They have been overrun with mice. Severe mouse plague is what they're calling it. Could devastate Australian crops. We'll tell you more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
20% chance of showers after midnight tonight throughout northeast and east central Kansas. Lows tonight in the lower 50s. For tomorrow, slight chance of rain in the morning. Highs tomorrow in the lower 80s. 40% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night. Sunshine for Friday, though, with highs in the lower 90s.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
It's 78 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Topeka, 82 in Abilene. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, and it is 4:20.
The Presidential Summit in Beijing, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Plenty of time to get caught up on the very latest national, international, and regional news. Tomorrow, your local host is Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including Broadway musicals Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 80 degrees in Manhattan and 79 in Chanute. It is 4:30.
Today, the Dow was down 67 points. This is NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has laid out some exceptions to a law that requires transgender people to use public bathrooms that align with their biological sex at birth. KPR Statehouse reporter Zach Boblett has the story.
Kobach's opinion notes that some living spaces are exempt from the state's transgender bathroom law. Veterans' nursing home rooms and state park cabins are not covered, so people of different sexes can continue sharing them as before. Dorm-style prison housing with shared bathrooms outside the rooms is also not covered by the law. Prison cells with toilets and sinks inside are covered, so inmates of different biological sexes cannot share those cells. However, prison staff of the opposite sex may still enter cells for work, safety, medical, or emergency reasons. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
All four members of the U.S. House delegation from Kansas support a new plan aiming to decrease fuel prices while increasing crop prices. The plan would remove the EPA's ban on selling E15 fuel during the summer months. In theory, this would cut gas costs and boost crop prices. Currently, states must be granted a waiver to sell E15 fuel in the summertime. The EPA rule is in place because the biofuel's higher volatility, mixed with hotter summer temperatures, can increase the likelihood of smog. First District Representative Tracy Mann says the plan is good for Kansas.
Year-round E15 is a win for those farmers, a win for consumers, and a win for American energy.
Fuel prices have increased by more than a dollar a gallon in Kansas since the war in Iran began. The Kansas Corporation Commission told Evergy this week that a proposed 133-mile transmission line can move ahead through Sedgwick and Sumner counties, but not along a path through the Flint Hills. KCC Assistant General Counsel Tristan Kimbrell delivered that news.
The commission takes seriously any activity that has the potential to permanently and adversely affect the Flint Hills or other unique ecological regions of the state.
Evergy had planned to build a transmission line from Garden Plain to the northeastern corner of Oklahoma to help with regional grid reliability, especially during winter weather. The route would have passed through 35 miles of the Flint Hills ecoregion. You're listening to KPR. The time is 4:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At NPR's Morning Edition, we talk with newsmakers.
Let's hear now from Senator Alex Padilla of California.
Cultural icons.
That is Billy Idol. The new documentary is called Billy Idol Should Be Dead. It'll be streaming.
And people living the news.
Robert Echeverria is one of the more than 500 TSA officers who quit during the partial government shutdown.
All perspectives on what's happening every weekday from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to very quickly get caught up on all the news from overnight, whether it's national, international, or regional news. Matthew Algio will have your local news. Again, that's tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned. News headlines coming up at 5:01, at 5:06. The U.S. and Iran remain deadlocked on the situation in the Strait of Hormuz. There's no clear way forward. What is the latest? Tom Bowman's been looking into it, and we will tell you coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
It's 78 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 5 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. From the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography, Kauffman.org. From BritBox, taking viewers to worlds of drama, romance, and scandal with new original period dramas, featuring The Other Bennett Sister from the world of Jane Austen, streaming at BritBox.com. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
We keep our questions on Morning Edition civil but direct.
But let's be real. How could your party still screw this up?
Cut the chase with us every weekday from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in approximately 1 minute. It's 79 degrees in Topeka, and it's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
When your old car or truck is no longer your favorite place to listen to KPR, consider donating it to Kansas Public Radio. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 79 degrees in Topeka, 80 in Manhattan. It's 5:06.
News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in about 12 minutes, U.S. and Chinese leaders are meeting tomorrow in Beijing. The residents of a tiny Philippine island in the disputed South China Sea will be watching everything that unfolds very closely.
What I worried is that the time will come when our territory becomes compromised because of international conflict.
More on what's at stake for the people of T2 Island. Plus, we will get an update on what's been happening with professional golfer Gary Woodland, Topeka native. He won the U.S. Open in 2019. Going to be playing in the PGA Championship later this week. We'll talk about him coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, working with communities across the state to build and care for small-town paths to wide-open prairie routes, connecting Kansans to the land and each other. More information at kstrails.org.
20% chance of showers after midnight tonight. Otherwise, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, we have a slight chance of rain once again in the morning. Partly sunny by the afternoon. We're expecting a high in the lower 80s.
Support for KPR comes from Flatland, Kansas City PBS's nonprofit newsroom, committed to providing context and solutions to some of our region's biggest challenges, delivered weekly to your inbox. More at flatlandkc.org/subscribe.
It's 80 degrees in Manhattan, 80 in Atchison, 82 in Abilene. The time is 5:20.
Chinese technology company. Years later, it's still in business. What does that say about U.S. leverage over China? I'm Steve Inskeep. We're reporting from the Presidential Summit in Beijing on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR1 and KPR2 stations. We have Morning Edition for you with Michelle Martin, Steve Inskeep, and your local host, Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
Thanks so much for joining us today. News headlines are coming up next. 79 degrees in Lawrence, 77 in Emporia. The time is 5:30. You're listening to KPR. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Former Coldwater, Kansas Mayor Joseph Bios surrendered to federal immigration agents at a detention center in Wichita today. Ceballos' attorneys say he is facing removal proceedings for admitting to voting illegally. He says it was a mistake because he thought permanent residency allowed him to vote. Ceballos drove 2.5 hours to appear for Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody. He said the situation is shaking his friends and former constituents in the town of Coldwater.
They're upset. You know, they can't believe it's happening to a guy like myself, you know, easy, nice, going, a guy trying to live the American dream, and it can be taken away from me.
Last month, Ceballos pleaded guilty to misdemeanor disorderly election conduct for voting as a non-citizen. His attorneys say he will be detained until at least a bond hearing. He came to the U.S. from Mexico at the age of 4. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has laid out some exceptions to a law that requires transgender people to use public bathrooms that align with their biological sex at birth. KPR Statehouse reporter Zach Boblett has that story.
Kobach's opinion notes that some living spaces are exempt from the state's transgender bathroom law. Veterans' nursing home rooms and state park cabins are not covered, so people of different sexes can continue sharing them as before. Dorm-style prison housing with shared bathrooms outside the rooms is also not covered by the law. Prison cells with toilets and sinks inside are covered, so inmates of different biological sexes cannot share those cells. However, prison staff of the opposite sex may still enter cells for work, safety, medical, or emergency reasons. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
There's a confirmed case of measles in Osage County. Health officials say the infected resident was exposed to the virus outside of Kansas. Meanwhile, officials in Shawnee County say a person who attended a church service in Topeka earlier this month has now tested positive for measles. WIBW-TV reports that person attended services at Topeka Baptist Church on Gage Boulevard on May 3rd. Anyone else who was there should monitor themselves for symptoms, including fever and a cough. This is KPR. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR comes from...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Topeka native Gary Woodland won the 2019 U.S. Open Golf Championship, and he revealed last March that he was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, after his brain surgery in September of 2023. Since his revelation, Woodland's life has changed dramatically, and now his professional golf career is back on the upswing. Greg Ecklin has more from the PGA Championship in Pennsylvania.
2 weeks after Gary was now, he also needs to take care of himself. On the verge of turning 42, Woodland is still chasing dreams. One is winning a PGA championship.
winning a major championship's different, and that's what we're out here to do. Luckily, I'm coming in playing with a lot of confidence. The game's trending in the right direction, so we're excited for the week.
When Woodland looks back on his win at Houston, he says the gallery there reminded him of playing in front of his home fans in Topeka. If he's in contention at the PGA Championship, there's a good chance that the gallery cheers will once again be for him. I'm Greg Eklund.
The PGA Championship begins tomorrow at Aronimink Golf Club near Philadelphia. You can hear this story again or share it with a friend when you visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station June 21st at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at Topeka Performing Arts Center June 21st.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 and Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, we'll get you an update of news headlines at 6:01. At 6:10, we will talk about the new congressional maps splitting up the city of Memphis, Tennessee. And then we will look into a concept called competitive authoritarianism. What is it? Frank Langfitt will tell us coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
It's 79 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 10 minutes before 6, and you're listening to KPR.
Rolaids spells relief. Learn more at Rolaids.com. This is NPR.
When so much is happening in the world, who can you count on to tell you what really happened and why it matters? Old Fashioned Reporting, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Plenty of time to drop in and get caught up on all the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K210 CR Atchison, 89.9. K258BT Manhattan, 99.5. And at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.